and in our player spotlight. Rhett Ellison joins us here on the program. And how'd it feel good to break the seal and get that first touchdown as a Giant?
Yeah, it felt good. It would have been, felt better with a win. But, it's all good.
What's the adjustment period been like for you, learning a new system, getting to know a new quarterback and new environment?
It's definitely been an adjustment, a very different system than what I'm coming from, but everyone's been great. Eli's been great with everything. Coaches have been awesome. They really understand the learning process and have helped me with that.
In the process of learning this offense, have you been able to still maintain your physicality? I see some blocks, you're in there pretty good, and other times it's just like, it doesn't seem like you're passive, but it's just a different style of play than what I'm accustomed to seeing you just go up in there and just bang everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you get that with tempo stuff, when you're kind of on the no huddle.
Yeah.
You're just going fast. And it doesn't mean you can't be physical. It's just a different feel as opposed to just coming out of the huddle, lining up, two, three tight end sets and then just, running gap schemes like that. But, the physicality, that's the point of emphasis. It doesn't matter what it is. We have to be as physical as we can. Just sometimes you're not getting the right read all the time or the reads are happening faster.
Sure.
So you're not, you don't get to play as fast or as physical as you want sometimes, but you always want to be as physical as possible.
Now, you're the veteran in the tight end room. Everything is going on right now with the Giants. You know that you guys are trying to grab a win. Everything's happening. How do you keep the guys focused and get their mind right for the following week?
Yeah, it's definitely difficult when you get in a streak like this. But we have Evan is a young guy that, from day one, he's showed up and he's worked hard. And he's a positive guy. You just keep the energy positive. You be an example. You have routines. You make sure that, they don't see any change in you and how you approach the game. Because, young guys will look to older guys to see kind of how they're handling it. But you just keep the energy positive, you keep encouraging the guys, and you just, have that routine and always be there if they need you.
I like it.
Here's a question. I know both of you are going to answer the same way. Both physical blockers, catching that touchdown or watching Wayne Gallman just really get this offense energized? You can't have both.
Oh, you can't have both?
Can't have both. If you had to pick making those blocks and getting Wayne going or just your touchdown in the end zone, which one?
I'd say a physical pancake block is probably more is more satisfying than a touchdown,
They got plenty of guys catch touchdowns, right?
Well, and it's also the coach, the coach is the one that calls the play.
He's
the one deciding, who's getting the ball a lot of the time. So when you can physically, especially if it's a guy like a DN where, it's a mismatch to you, and you can out-physical him, that's definitely more satisfying than a touchdown.
I go with that, I'm telling you. I used to love, the offensive linemen had a different mentality. When you run the ball, they're all excited.
Yeah.
You want to be in there with them. I'm part of the big guys right now. I was a big guy, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Tell me, you're getting ready to go into this week. What are you guys going to do special, different? What are you thinking about? You want to run the ball against them. You want to play great offense against them. You hope the defense can tackle against them. But they're having some of the same problems, same issues.
Yeah. First and foremost, their guys on the edges are probably their best guys. They have one of the best pass rushes we've seen all year. So it's handling that up front, first and foremost. But I think it's just getting back to the fundamentals, back to the basics of what we want to do. Just not trying to overcomplicate it, but just playing fast and playing physical. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
How far off are you guys from that? I know it's always the little things, right?
Yeah.
The big ones stick out a lot, but like here or there, there's a missed block or a guy falls down in the hole or something like that. How far away, as you look at it as a team, how far away are you guys from just making just that one little thing and you're just off and running?
Yeah. It's like you said, it's just one little thing. And sometimes it's just one to two plays a game. That make the biggest difference. And as we've seen these last 2 weeks, almost all these games, the fourth quarter is where these games are coming down to. So you just have to limit as much mistakes as you can. But you have to think, every play is that play that's going to win you the game. You don't want to wait until the end, but it just comes down to one or two plays every week.
Rhett, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Rhett Ellison joining us here on the program.